Hey guys, what's going on? Mario Marino here, and you're listening to Motivation Mondays. Hey guys, what's going on? It's Follow Mario here, and happy Motivation Mondays. Today's podcast is all about how to be more successful, or how to be perceived as more successful. It's very, very important. Reputation is really everything. So that's really what we're talking about today. How do you kind of tune into that and make sure that you're positioning yourself to be more successful in meetings, to be a better communicator, to be more prepared for a job interview? All of those above, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty details. So today's podcast is all about how to be more successful. Jumping right into it, the very first point that I want to address, and it's not going to be one that you guys will like, it's one that I've talked about before. Wake up early. You have to become a morning person. And when I'm talking about waking up early, it's not just rolling out of bed and turning on TV. It's about actually taking action. Very early on in my career as an intern, was one of the first people in the office. I wanted to make sure that I was one of the ones turning the lights on so that I could get a head start to my day. And I think that's something that, you know, really earns people's respect. If they come into work and are in work mode and see that you're, you know, already working, that's a fantastic thing. You want to be seen as a hard worker. So, you know, getting up early gives you that extra edge. Before, you know, any of my meetings, I try to wake up roughly, you know, an hour, sometimes 2 hours, just to get caught up on all my emails before I know the rest of my team starts their day. And that way, I'm already prepared with any questions that I have, any call outs, any follow ups. I have my to-do list already written out so that by the time that I'm ready to get started or they're ready to get started, on the meetings or the rest of their day, I already have a plan in place and what I need from them. I don't have to come in kind of all over the place, not sure, you know, what's happening, haven't read last night's emails, etc. So I think you only benefit from waking up early. Yes, it's hard. Yes, we all love sleep, but I find so much value in waking up early as opposed to staying up late. I don't want to be the last person in the office and seen as not being efficient at the same time. It's very important to me that, you know, I can take care of everything that I need during my day so that I can enjoy my nights. And right now it's been a little bit complicated and hectic with me launching the tea business. We spilled the tea and everything, but you know, you find how to make that work and how to balance that out. This morning I got up at 5:30, cleaned the apartment, did, you know, several loads of long laundry, took the dog for a walk, and then hopped on an 8 o'clock call. So I was able to check emails and do all of that stuff and start my day the way that I wanted to. So I think it's very important that you wake up early, you become a morning person if you want to be successful. Number two is showing up 5 minutes before a meeting starts. I know this sounds so junior, so basic. The amount of people, especially from working from home, that show up 5 to 10 minutes late. And yes, I get we all have issues or meetings go over, but you have to be firm on your hard stops and making sure that you show up on time. It's a sign of respect to the other participants in the meetings. And, you know, there's a saying is, you know, showing up early is showing up on time. And I think that's something that's really interesting because a lot of people show up at 9:02 and they're like, oh no, I made it to the meeting, I'm on time. No, you didn't. You kept people waiting for 2 minutes. And, you know, it's just a sign of respect and etiquette to those in the workplace. But I think if you do that, you come across more prepared. You're able to, you know, be a part of the conversation from the beginning and not miss out on anything. Number three is doing your research and learning before you enter a meeting, an interview, etc. And I've talked about this before as a best practice, but one of the best things you can do to position yourself well for any meeting, any interview, any conversation is go into it prepared with questions, with, you know, insight, with more knowledge than, say, going into it blindly. I think if you do a little bit of your research, if you're learning something new, spend time researching it before you get on a call with a vendor. Find out the good, the bad, the ugly. With an interview, I highly recommend as soon as you apply for the position, even before you hear back from an interview or to set up an interview, is, you know, do your research, listen to their earnings calls, figure out, you know, what's important to the brand, their company values, you know, going through your resume and figuring out what story are you telling and what questions might they ask. signing up for Google Alerts on the brands and see if they have any exciting new press. For me, this is common sense. You just are prepared and, you know, well equipped for the conversation at hand. The hardest thing in the world is entering a conversation and having to navigate it knowing that you're not prepared. So preparedness is something that's very, very big. You have to do your research. You have to be ready, and people will respect you a lot more in the workplace or just in life for being a little bit more prepared here. And then last but not least, number four, read and reply all your emails every single day. I am such a type A person when it comes to my inbox. I'm always making sure that I'm going through it, trying to reply to everyone. It doesn't matter how late I need to stay. I really try to make sure that I'm responding to everyone. It's a sign of respect. It will really help you be more productive so that you're getting things accomplished throughout the day, as opposed to letting things pile up. The amount of managers that I've had to say, hey, have you read my email? Oh, you haven't? Well, you know, it takes time to write those things, to update you, to recap you. And, you know, all of this just gets lost if people aren't checking their emails. So as a manager and as a person that is responsible for a team, it is very important, or even if you don't have a team, it's very important that you're respecting your colleagues, you're getting back to them in a timely fashion, and keeping things going. You know, so you want to get rid of all of the, you know, easy kind of questions or emails as quickly as possible so that you can spend more time on the planning and doing the actual work. So that's a big one for me. I always try to keep my inbox at zero. It's been something that I've, you know, done since my internship days. I used to get made fun of because I used to say, I'm not going home till my inbox is at zero. And that's something that I still hold true to this day. So, and that's pretty much it. It's really, in summary, how to be more successful and how to be more prepared is waking up early and becoming a morning person, number one. Number two, showing up 5 minutes before is actually the new being on time, so try to practice that. Number three is doing your research and making sure that you're prepared and, you know, have as much information so that you're well-equipped for any conversation or meeting. Number four is reading and replying to all emails. Try to take on the zero inbox mentality. I promise you, you can do it. And if you're at a hard place where you have thousands of emails, then, you know, start from this point on. A lot of people, I have a friend who his email box is, I think, like 1,672, something like that. And he just knows if it goes over, you know, 1,672, that's his zero. So whatever your zero is, start that today and really work to, you know, make sure that you keep that number contained before it gets out of hand. Well, hopefully you guys liked today's podcast and learned something new, or just needed a refresher on some tips on how to be more prepared and more successful. If you guys are liking Motivation Mondays, I'd really appreciate you going into the Apple Podcast Store, giving me a rating and review, or check it out on Spotify and share with all of your friends on Instagram stories. I appreciate you guys tuning in every single week to Motivation Monday. And at the same time, too, I appreciate all the support you've given We Spill the Tea. If you guys haven't followed yet, please go to Instagram or TikTok at We Spill the Tea Co. and give it a follow. A little bit of an update there is that we will be shipping out the tea to Amazon next week. So in a couple of weeks, we can finally announce We Spill the Tea. So expect a podcast on that. Exciting stuff to come. But in the meantime, you guys have a fantastic Motivation Monday, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care.